It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, June 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Delta Montrose Electric Association held its annual meeting last week. KVNF's Jake Ryan was there.
A record number of people turned out for the event, packed into a cavernous hall. The free cast iron skillet and dinner might have drawn some people in, but there's also a lot of interest in DMEA's plan for internet. The electrical co-op unveiled Elevate, their new internet subsidiary. John Monday is the broadband director. He says that the speeds offered by other companies right now, it's like a trickle of water.
So if you can kind of visualize how much more wire you would get when you open up the faucet, that's how much faster your speed of internet is going to be. So when you're downloading files, what might have took 10 minutes is going to take 10 seconds.
That'll be welcome news for Elena David, a Montrose resident and DMEA member. She's also a small business owner.
Yeah, it's been a huge problem, but we're trying to make it work. We live out on Highway 90, kind of down where there's not much there, so we're looking for some other options.
Monday says they plan to bring fiber optic to every member that wants it, with a goal of total coverage within 5 years. It's a bold plan, but he's optimistic.
When electric was needed, people didn't think a co-op could run electric. It can. And so that's we're getting the same thing. You have electric mentality, you can't run a tel company. And so we have to prove ourselves. And that part of it, that challenge that we're ready for.
Elevate Fiber Internet will roll out across the service area in patches. The first three areas, Montrose, Paonia, and Orchard City, are scheduled to be up and running by December, if not earlier. Details and information about signing up can be found on the DMEA website. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The election results were also announced for DMEA Board of Directors. Incumbents Jim Elder and Tony Pendergrast won handily, but for District 4, the North Fork area, challenger Brad Harding won by 54% of the votes. Elder, Pendergrast, and Harding will all serve 3-year terms. Here on the Western Slope, rural communities are speculating what a vast untapped source of energy may hold for the future. The USGS estimates make the Manco Shale the country's second largest resource for natural gas, but local economies aren't likely to see much change. Paige Blankenbuehler has this report.
If you're standing on one of the many ridges, mesas, or mountaintops here in western Colorado, it's likely you're standing on a vast reserve of natural gas. In early June, the U.S. Geological Survey released a new estimate for reserves of natural gas in what is called the Piceance Basin, which lies beneath a huge swath of the region, from Grand Junction to Gunnison. The USGS says there's 66 trillion cubic feet of recoverable reserves, about 40 times more than earlier estimates. That would make it the second largest reserve in the nation, and that has some people nervous.
A fellow walked in who was under contract on a property scheduled to close yesterday, and he was kind of in panic mode.
That's Mike Jackson, a realtor in Paonia, where property values are climbing, but where the loss of coal jobs could mean hardships for the economy to come.
Do I stay or do I go? So it is on the minds of people.
While the USGS data reflect a significant increase in potential natural gas, that doesn't mean a rush of new leases for drilling or hydraulic fracturing. Those have more to do with market forces than the amount of available gas, according to David Ngo, a former USGS geologist and board member of the Western Slope Conservation Center.
Well, what's happened with this report is it's reflecting the success of the industry. There's a lot of oil and gas being produced now that was thought to be out of reach or not even in existence back several decades ago. The industry has been so successful at producing oil and gas at this point, and it's been done in such a fast way. It really has been a boom.
Ngo says that many leases in western Colorado were gobbled up in the previous boom, and now the industry has bottomed out.
Now there's too much on the market, so the prices go low. The economics change, and the economics of drilling in the ground mean everything to an oil and gas company.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the market price for natural gas nationwide is about $2.40 per 1,000 cubic feet. Most industry analysts believe that the price needs to be at least $6 for development to break even. What's more, the USGS numbers merely confirm what the industry already knew. The new numbers could be significant in the long run, however, according to the USGS. They mean Western Colorado has the potential to produce oil and gas for a long time to come. But that does not mean that oil and gas development will replace jobs lost from the closure of North Fork Valley coal mines, which provide large salaries to highly skilled workers. For opponents of fossil fuel extraction, the new numbers should not be an open invitation for more development. Alex Carr Johnson, executive director of the Western Slope Conservation Center, says the economic gap left by coal won't be filled by another extractive industry.
Coal mines have provided a huge amount of wealth here locally for the last 100, 120 years. There is a huge appeal to looking for the next extractive industry to replace that huge hole in our economy. However, the oil and gas industry would provide short-term economic value and wouldn't be providing that support for generations of families to live here.
In other words, the new numbers mean there's more gas underneath us, but they don't say much more. For people in a valley looking for economic answers, there are few here. For High Country News and KVNF Community Radio, I'm Paige Blankenbuehler.
There are many hiking and biking guides for Colorado, but the state doesn't have its own. At least not a comprehensive one. That's about to change. There's a new website, and in the coming months, it will turn into a catalog of just about every trail in Colorado. Benta Berkland has more.
The idea is to show hikers, runners, horseback riders, bicyclists, and those simply taking a stroll just how interconnected and accessible the trails around the state are. The map is online at the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. It's in its early stages and won't list trails for summer activities until this fall. Eventually, winter sport trails like Nordic ski routes will be added. Bob Randall heads the Colorado Department of Natural Resources, which is spearheading the project.
And so this is an exciting opportunity to promote outdoor recreation, making it a priority in working with the tourism office and working with the outdoor recreation industry, just an effort to really provide more support.
The map fits into the Colorado the Beautiful initiative, which Governor John Hickenlooper announced last summer. The goal is to connect trails on the Front Range and on the Western Slope. The governor has said in coming years that everyone in the state should be within a 10-minute walk of a park, open space, or trail. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.